The Big Small Business Show is proudly brought to you by Saica. Choose a difference maker, choose a chartered accountant.
The Big Small Business Show, proudly sponsored by MTN Business.
Welcome to the Big Small Business Show, the show for all our fantastic entrepreneurs out there. And the one thing that I really love about entrepreneurship is that I always find it fascinating how people make their money, how they build businesses. And one of those fascinating businesses is in studio with us today. And the business is called DG Labs, and the managing director is Desiree Gopal. And DG Labs manufactures tracers, of course you know what tracers are, I know what tracers are, clean room products, supply sampling systems and sources laboratory equipment. Let's take a look.
DG Labs Services is a registered company that manufactures and supplies density tracers to the mining industry, distributing garments to the clean room industry, as well as supplying syringe pumps, sampling equipment and biological indicators. After spending years as a manager for a large engineering company, the managing director, Desiree Gopal, bought the laboratory side of the business in 2015, catering to a very niche market.
It's been very interesting. I've learned so much more than I ever thought I would. And I think that's the best part of it for me, is that I've been growing since then. I'm not the kind of person that likes to stay stagnant. So for me, all the challenges that we've experienced through the 7 years that we've been in existence has been really, really amazing.
The company faced numerous challenges in its 7 years of operation, but managed to retain its staff of 11 employees post-COVID, making a seven-figure turnover in its last financial year. Desiree seeks advice on how to handle the pressure in her plans of expansion.
So basically, in the long term, in the next, say, 5 to 10 years, we want to move from an EME to a QSE. But we need to see which resources are the most important to start that process. So in the next year, we want to even look at getting an office manager or a sales rep. But if we're getting an then we've got to look at capacity as well, because obviously bringing in an external sales rep means that the idea is to actually promote the business and expand the business, but can we cope with the extra work that will come in?
Welcome, Desiree.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan. Thanks for having me.
So a question that I ask many entrepreneurs on the show who are talking about scaling is if they really want to scale. Do you really want to scale?
Yes, we do.
Why?
I think it's time. You know when your business has reached a certain level, and we do feel that we have reached our target. We've reached as much of the market as we can from the point of view of the number of resources we currently have. We do feel, though, that there is a lot out there that hasn't been tapped yet.
So when you're talking about expanding, because when I read the list of all the things that you do, and I was just talking about the tracers, which are the density tracers, but then you've got clean room products, supplies, sampling systems, and sourcing laboratory equipment for clients. Sounds like you do a lot of things.
Yes.
So when you talk about your scaling, in your mind, is it going deeper into like more density tracers, more international markets, or is it going wider, or is it both?
I would say it's both, in the sense that so the tracers that we manufacture is not only limited to density tracers. We also manufacture another type of tracer called magnetic tracers, and there are various other lines of tracers that we want to look into getting into. You know, we've already started some of the research in that respect. So we want to look at it from that point of view, where we go in deeper and broader.
Who manages your ops now?
Me.
And who gets your sales?
Well, the sales just come in. We don't actually have anyone on the road, marketing, going out there looking for customers.
So you just opened your doors and then business came in?
Yes.
They just knew, or did you have people you knew in your network?
Yes. So the way the business began was through me being retrenched.
Right.
I was able then to purchase a part of the laboratory that I was managing at the time, and I started that as a business in my own capacity. So I was able to then take the existing clients with me.
Okay, so you started with clients.
With clients,
so if
yes.
you look at how many clients was that?
I would say maybe about 10.
And were they all in the traces space?
At that time, yes.
And how many traces clients do you have now?
Sure, much more. I would say around maybe 20, 25.
So that was word of mouth?
Yes.
So
in some respects.
So in your world, who told who? Did your current clients tell other clients? Because that does.
Yes.
Or did your clients have, like, they were in multiple?
So we do work with quite a few, not just the mines directly, but with a few companies that serve the mines. So that is how word spread from those companies as well.
Okay. So just coming back to the ops side.
Yes.
You say that you're running the ops. What does that mean? What are you actually doing when you're running the ops? Are you making sure something's manufactured? Are you making something's purchased and sold? What are you actually doing from a process management point of view?
So all of that. So we've got to make sure that the manufacturing process follows a certain standard because that is what we promise our clients. One of the core principles of our business is that the quality that we give to our clients is of the highest standard. So I have to oversee that part of it. That doesn't always involve just the activity behind it, but it's putting in all the processes and the procedures and making sure that the staff are fully complying with what is required from a quality standpoint.
I'm going to ask a question now. I know the answer, I think, but maybe you'll surprise me. If I had to say to you, Desiree, have to choose between sales and operations, so tomorrow you have to go on the road and no more operations, or tomorrow you stay at the office and only operations, not sales, which one would you choose?
I think I would choose the operations.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised. Okay. So I just want to ask one more question now. Your sales cycle from the time you get the order, and I know you got different products there, but just give me on average and just weighted average. From the time you get an order for traces, be it whatever, density traces or magnetic traces, to the time you deliver, what's that time period?
Well, it varies because there's quite a few variables to take into account. And it depends on the quantities that the client orders as well. Mm-hmm. But I would say maximum you would look at 3 to 4 weeks.
3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. So less than a month.
Yes.
Okay. And have you got competition out there?
Yes, we do.
Okay. And is their turnaround time about the same?
So we don't have local competition.
Yeah.
The competition is in Australia.
Okay. And how long would it take for them to?
Much longer.
Much longer.
Much longer.
Okay.
Yes.
2 months?
Even more.
Even more.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think I've got enough now. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to give some things to think about to Desiree.